just want to get out of
here. Brooklyn Tech, Brooklyn Tech.
Okay. Hi, would you please take your seats? Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome, brave souls who have gasoline in their cars, and others. We'd like to begin by the president. President Myskins has some words for us.
Thank you, Roberta. These last 10 days have been horrendous for so many of our neighbors, for many of us. I've talked with students who've lost virtually everything. Many of us are still without power. So I want to thank all of you for being here today. And I really want to thank all of you for continuing the business, the work, the teaching of this institution when you had such difficulty even getting here because you can't buy gasoline. In case you don't know it, we have a shelter here. We've had that since Monday a week ago. We've taken over the space of Finesse, all of the Fitzgerald Gym, and the dining area. And that certainly causes lots of challenges for everyone. However, in this space, we've had over 500 people, many of them from Far Rockaway or other places that have been severely damaged, like Breezy Point. And it's been a real challenge for us. But something I'm very proud of. If you were to go over there, you would see this is incredibly well run. It has been a time when the very best angels of our nature have come forward. We like to say that New Yorkers really rise during crises. Boy, do I have examples of that with this shelter. We had at one point over 550 people there. Now we're down to about 450. We had quite a few children there. We had still people with severe medical conditions. We have a medical unit here who flew in from Minnesota who's working with them. We also have 14 dogs, 2 birds, 10 cats, 1 lizard, 1 turtle, and 1 goldfish. Given our enrollment problems, we're trying to register those folks. I just wanted to thank a few people. That's the main reason I wanted to be here. First of all, I don't know if Emmanuel Avila is here, but he is the person who's been responsible for organizing all of the volunteer efforts. And when I said we've seen the better angels of our nature, it's because people have come from all over. They've donated far more than we can deal with. But that'll prepare us for another crisis. When Craig Michaels of the Division of Education realized we had all these children there, he got his people in the division to work together to make sure that the students could get some education at PS 499. They could get backpacks that they needed with school supplies, have homework assistance, and so on. Then, as you know, the summit is right across the street from Fitzgerald Gym. And the students have been astonishing. When I was talking with the people who run the shelter, they were in tears over what students have done, especially the athletes who have played games and supported these kids. So we can certainly be very proud of them. Finesse has had the hardest time in this, and Liz is right here, because we had to move them out to Queens Hall, which we weren't planning to use until the spring. But we're doing the best we can. We'll get you back there as soon as we can, Liz. I want to put a special word in for Sydney Grimes. Sydney lives in Far Rockaway. He's lost virtually everything, but he's been here every day directing the cleanup of this campus. A few days ago, some people were saying to me, I can't believe how great this campus looks. Had you seen it earlier, you wouldn't have said that, but our B&G people just came through. Yeah, that's worth it. And it's been a security nightmare, and I want to say Pedro Pinero and his team, his people, have really been good to make sure that everything is safe on campus, because with all these guests, there are lots of challenges. I also want to thank Barbara Moore and the Counseling Center staff. They've reached out to help. There are many, many people here who are desperate for referrals and for various kinds of help. Also, Naveed Hussein and OCT, they've had to improvise a lot to try to make sure with all these changes we still have the interconnectivity that we need. And Jeff Rosenstock has been key in terms of working with the media and public relations and governmental offices. And Betsy Hendry, who's here, has been the person who's worked around the clock managing our control center and serving as a liaison to the Office of Emergency Services and FEMA and so on, and worked closely with Alan Dobrin of CUNY. And CUNY has really been amazing in organizing all this. Now, I know I've missed a lot of people, but I did want to take this opportunity, and Roberta, thanks so much for allowing me to do this, just to say I am so proud of this place. Just today again, I met some alumni. They are really proud of their alma mater because we are coming through at a time when our neighbors need our help. So, thanks to all of you for what you've done to get us through this difficult time. We hope no other storm is coming for a while. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President Myskens. So, let us begin. A motion to approve the agenda. Additions, amendments? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes of October 18th, 2012. May I have a motion? Changes, amendments? Okay. Objections? No objections? Okay. So, announcements, administrative reports, and memorials. Announcements. Special motions. Once again, we revisit. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there an announcement? Sorry, I did not see you.
Ron Rothenberg, Math Department. I noticed this page at the front table about this motion that was passed by the Council of Chairs. So I wanted to know how this impacts us and what's the story. Is somebody suggesting that we pass a similar resolution? I'm not quite sure of this.
This will come up later.
When?
With the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee meeting report.
Well, is there a representative here from this body?
We will discuss this at 5A on the agenda. Any other announcements? Special motions? Okay, we have two special motions listed on here, and once again, we revisit election for deputy holder of the chair. Do I have any nominations for? Oh, that's right. They've been nominated. We have to have them speak again. Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody, for those of you who weren't here last time, because I'm sure we have a lot of alternates. I'm Michael Bento, and I was nominated to run for deputy holder of the chair. I'd just like to take a moment to thank everybody for making it here. I know how hard it's been. A lot of you have heard twice already my qualifications, and I feel like it would be a little redundant and time-wasting if I just went over that again and rehashed. Instead, I'm going to tell you why exactly I'm so interested in Academic Senate, why I'm so involved, and even it can even be said why it stems that I am against the philosophy behind Pathways. My first 2 years of college, I was a business major, and then when I saw the market tank, I woke up and I said, not only do I want a secure job, but I want something that's fulfilling and that's going to help move us forward rather than back and forth, back and forth. So I decided to pursue a career in education. History and anthropology interest me especially, but it's not sort of a tunnel vision for me. I'm interested in everything. I've taken one of every type of science just because I want to, not because I have to. And the reason I'm involved in Academic Senate is because here's where it all starts. The buck stops here. This is where the policy is made. This is where curriculum is determined. And I personally want to help be on the front line to defend education in a time that we're unsure whether tomorrow the educational standards are going to be lowered or raised. And I want to help keep them high because I believe personally that education is our most precious commodity. And it's what moves society forward. If we don't have education, we might as well just go back to the caves. And whether or not you decide to make me your deputy chair today, know that no matter what, I will still spend every day of my life defending education and trying to move it further. Thank you.
Thank you. Alejandro Villanueva.
Yeah, it's my size. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Alejandra Villanueva, and I am a senior here at Queens College. As I've mentioned in the past, I am actually an international business and economics major, and I am going to graduate this year. Just like Mr. Bento stated, the reason why I am in college in the first place is because I believe in the importance of education. You know, not only a good education for myself, but also a good education for my peers, which is exactly why I've been involved in student government. I've been an academic senator since the first time that I could run, which was as a freshman. I represented the freshman and the sophomore. I was a freshman-sophomore senator. And in these past 2 years, this is my third year as a senator, I have learned so much about not only how the Senate works, but also the importance that the Senate has, you know, on the curriculum, on the education that I'm getting. I've been in the process of Pathways since the beginning, just as, you know, many of you have. I have learned about it, I have studied it. I was in USS 2 years ago. And that's when I first heard about the transfer resolution, and that's when I first started understanding, you know, what is going on with the curriculum, which is exactly why I ask of you to vote for me, because I have the experience, because I do know, I understand what's going on. I was an executive committee member last year, so I feel as the deputy chair, I would be able to bring the knowledge that I learned in the past, and be able to utilize it properly to work with the current executive committee members. Thank you.
Thank you. If you are, if you have a voting card, would you hold it up and you will get a paper ballot? Just to repeat what Dave is saying, this is a public meeting and your votes are recorded, so you must put your card number on your clicker number that you're holding up. The clicker has a number on it. You must put that clicker number on your ballot. For those of you who are not voting, may I point you to the goodies up here and the coffee and cookies so you can at least be entertained. And here are. Okay. We're going to have one more ballot on this. So would the two nominees wish to speak again? Is that necessary? Dean wants to know whether it's necessary for the two to speak again.
If they wish.
Okay. If they wish, they don't have to.
Yeah, do the green.
I guess just to kind of add, you know, or to reiterate, my biggest reason for running, or the reason why I think, you know, I am the best candidate, is because of the experience that I do have. I have studied parliamentary procedure, so I do understand, I do know parliamentary procedure. And I do know how the Senate works. I would not have to be taught, you know, the policies and procedures, which is something that I feel is necessary. I'm able to pass it on to Mr. Bento, to all the other members that are currently sitting, all the student members in the executive committee. Thank you.
You passed.
Okay, everyone here have a...
Okay. We have a deputy chair. And that means we have a full complement on the executive board, so I'll take this time to remind you to be at the executive board meeting next Thursday. Okay. We have a nominating committee elections. Just in case you're wondering where our nominating committee chair is, he's stuck in New Jersey. We have two openings for the nominating committee. We have an opening for a student in education, for a student in social science, and for a faculty in math and natural science. Do we have any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Mersal Jaffrey for social science.
Okay, would you step up and... is that person here? Okay. Anyone else? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so there's no other nominations. The secretary casts one vote for the delegate from social science. But don't leave without giving us your exact spelling of your name, your home address, and your phone number, which is typical of what happens when someone's nominated from the floor, just to make sure we can get you. And that's actually in our bylaws. Okay, so we have a student opening for education. Do we have any nominees? We have a faculty opening for math and natural sciences. Do we have any nominees? Okay. Committee reports. Undergraduate curriculum committee minutes dated October 18th.
Before we begin, I'd like to point out that since Senator Bento has been elected to the executive committee, that now leaves a vacancy on the undergraduate curriculum committee because he can't serve on two committees, and he was on that committee. So we're having a whopping good time.
I'm sorry, Ken, just a point of information. Yeah. The executive committee is a special committee.
And I couldn't.
It used to be.
Used to be. Okay.
And the UCC is a standing committee, and a person is permitted to be. No, the executive committee is a special. UCC is a standing, and a person is permitted to be on one standing and one special.
Okay. I think there is still one student vacancy on the committee, one or two. Okay. On the minutes of. October 18th, there are some corrections to be made. First of all, on page 1, section capital A, little b, Roman 2, these are courses proposed for pathways, and there are 5 of them to be withdrawn. The first 4 to be withdrawn are the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and 5th on the list, Anthropology 101, 102, 103, and 104. The Anthropology Department has requested today at the UCC meeting to withdraw those classes from Pathways consideration. The UCC said yes, so we're removing those. And on page 2, in that same list, the 3rd from the bottom, proposal number 394, which is Spanish 47, it's been pointed out that CUNY First didn't supply the information that that is a 4-hour class and is not eligible for pathways. So we will scratch that course as well. Those are the corrections. I move minutes from October 18th. Ask unanimous consent.
Excuse me, there's a point of order. Chris? Is there anyone here from the from Spanish languages?
Barbara, yes.
Could you step up to the mic? So what Chris said, because he didn't step up, was a point of order, and he said he's looking at CUNY First, and Spanish 47 is in CUNY First is 3 hours. Okay, and
I believe we're going to be putting through a motion to have it changed from a 4-credit course to a 3-credit course.
Well, it is a 3-credit
course. It is a 3-credit course.
It's listed in the bulletin as 4 hours.
When we created initially, it was 4 hours meeting time.
Yes.
But 3 credits, is
right.
That? And that's not allowed for?
Right, that's
so
not allowed.
So we have to change it to 3 meeting hours?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And since it's a film class, it doesn't surprise me that it is 4 hours. That's very typical. So I win. I think the bulletin is right. Surprise, CUNY First is wrong. Wow.
Before you step away, would you just, for the record, tell us your name, please?
Barbara Simurka.
Thank you.
I'm Leonard Rodberg. I'm chair of the Urban Studies Department, and I want to put forward a motion on behalf of the Council of Chairs, which is the...
1 second, please. First things. Ken, did you move to...
Yeah.
Did you...
I moved.
You did move. Yes. Okay. Are you a member of... Are you a senator?
I'm a senator from... I'm at large today, but I'm an alternate from the Urban Studies Department.
Okay, that's good.
But the motion I'm proposing is put forward on behalf of the chairs of this of all the departments in the college, and that is the motion is to separate Part A of the UCC report and to postpone consideration of it indefinitely. That's the motion. The rationale is that the chairs feel that the pathways, these are the courses that are being proposed for pathways. The chairs feel that the pathways process has bypassed the standard accepted shared governance processes of this campus and all the campuses within CUNY. We tried, this Senate tried a year and a half ago to ask that it be a part of the process, and it was bypassed. The procedures that and the restrictions that are in the pathways proposal that has come down from the central administration have created a feeling among many, many departments that the quality of education within general education will be seriously reduced, diminished, diluted. If these proposals go forward, this is especially strong among those departments in all of the divisions that have laboratories. The English department feels it. The anthropology in my division feels it. All the science departments have felt it. The language departments, the elimination of a language requirement in an era when of globalization seems particularly anomalous. We are proposing that the motion is that section be postponed indefinitely so that we can move forward with the kind of deliberation that this needs. We, on this campus, went through a process during the last 5 years where we took about 3 years to develop a new revised general education program. We know that it can't be done on the kind of rushed basis that is being pushed forward in this pathways process. And so we want to slow the train down and allow ourselves to have a deliberate process where we keep the quality of education in this university high within general education and deal with any issues of transfer or others that people see within a context of quality education. Thank you.
Before we go on, just I'd like Dave to clarify what the nature of the motion is.
The motion to postpone indefinitely is a subsidiary motion, and it will carry the report that it attaches to off the floor for the remainder of the session. So this particular report, if this motion is adopted, cannot be considered at all this year or until next September. The Senate has a session that goes through May. So the effect of the motion would be to take this report, not any other future report, but this report, off the floor until, could not be considered again until May. This is a debatable motion. It requires a majority vote.
Okay.
David Schober, Senator from Music. Concerning the list of courses that have been approved by the UCC for...
Does this speak to the motion that is on the
floor? Not to the motion, but to Senator Lord's statement concerning the list of courses for Pathways. There was an email by way of follow-up a week or two ago indicating some courses that had been omitted from the original list. Is that correct?
Yes.
I just wanted to confirm that those courses, including Music One, which I know have been approved by the UCC, are included on the list.
Yes, this list was published, was sent to the printer before those items were added. Ken?
Well, to answer that question, yeah, there's the extra list of courses that are included on the list in addition to those in the green sheet that do include Music One.
Okay, thank
for
you.
For consideration today, which would be part of AB Roman II, which is now in question. You know, I don't know that I can speak either way with regard to this motion, but I think it's important to point out that the seeming intent of the motion, which is to stop Pathways, is not what's going to happen by doing what we do here. Pathways is going to happen in fall 2013, and what the UCC report is simply doing is saying these are courses that will be schedulable and eligible for students to take in fall 2013 to meet their Pathways requirements. So nothing's going to change about moving forward with Pathways. The body is not making a decision whether it likes it or not. We had a very long UCC meeting today, and I lament for the curriculum. Everything we've done for the last 20 years, all the rules that we followed, all the things that buoy up the curriculum to be something important, to change foreign language classes from 4 hours to 3 hours, with the rationale, well, we'll teach less, to get rid of lab hours. All of these things are very difficult for me to look at after all the work we've done here in this Senate for 20 years. I think this is, I don't have any qualms by saying that this is a disaster, and I understand where the Council of Chairs is coming from. However, if we don't approve these courses, and if we do the same thing at the next Senate meeting, that means that the Pathways courses that we've approved up to but not including today are the ones from which students can choose in fall 2013. There are 11 courses on that list. So we're going to open up the doors in fall 2013 and say, welcome, you know, we've gone through this very painful process to make transferring easier. Here, pick from these 11 courses, you 2,000 students that we just admitted, and it's going to be an unfair thing. So I just want to point out that what we're doing by postponing this is not going to stop Pathways. It's going to just prevent students from having more choices.
Further debate?
Hi, my name is Malini Searle. I just want to echo what Ken Lord had said about postponing Pathways. It will not help us.